and in Baxter in the Morning.
So today's the day where people are going to be waking up their kids, and their kids have been out of school for a minute, and they're not going to want to go.
And all the kids are used to staying up till 2 in the morning playing Fortnite and games and sleeping till 1 o'clock at noon, for example, my kids. Yeah. So today's going to be pretty rough.
So the good news is you get to be here and you don't have to deal with that.
That is true.
Because I remember what it was like, man, to be the kid who didn't want to wake up.
Yeah.
Mom, just give me 5 more minutes. Mm-hmm. And now I see how annoying that can be, because sometimes it's typically not in the morning with Kai, but it's at night.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, bud, time to get ready for bed. Hey, Dad, five more minutes. Just give me 5 more minutes. And then 5 more minutes turns into 10.
Right.
Turns into 15. So here we go, getting ready to get back into the work and school grind. Again, we talked a few minutes ago about how basically there's no more excuses, because we should be set into the new year.
Right.
Especially after today.
I don't feel like that, but I'm going to try today.
But they say a lot of times January is a very depressing month because the holidays are over and there's really, people are looking at like, what's the next big vacation, and it might be spring break.
Or another year from now.
Right.
Is when you actually get your break.
Which is basically what we have to go through. So don't be depressed. That's going to be the key. We're going to play the music and keep you fired up this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the Golden Globes that took place last night. I will say it was really long, but luckily for me, I did DVR it, and I did a lot of stuff I needed to get done and then went back and kind of went through it. It was hosted by Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh, and I thought that they did a pretty good job. But some of the main awards of the night, Bohemian Rhapsody won Best Movie, which I have not seen it yet. I've got to go. And then Rami Malek was the guy that got the Best Actor for playing Freddie Mercury.
Right.
Other individual winners included Glenn Close, Christian Bale, Olivia Colman, Sandra Oh, and Michael Douglas. The biggest snubs of the night were A Star Is Born. That's with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
And people were fired
they
up
were,
about that.
They were. Vice with Christian Bale, and then Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins kind of got snubbed as well. Wow. Best Dressed. I don't know if you saw any of the dresses.
I saw Kristen Cavallari.
Oh, she did look really
pretty. Holy goodness.
She looked pretty. Halle Berry, Kristen Bell, and then Bradley Cooper's girlfriend, Irina.
Yeah.
She's kind of a freak of nature.
Well, she's kind of a supermodel as
Holy
well.
Holy moly. But anyway, Golden Globes, nothing major happened, but it was fun to watch.
So I guess the only major thing that might have happened was there's a lot of talk out that Chrissy Metz might have called Alison Brie the B word.
What?
So they were interviewing Chrissy Metz on television. She's from This Is Us. And when they were going to go to the shot of Alison Brie making her entrance, I guess Chrissy Metz thought that maybe the microphone had been turned off. But a producer might have left it on. I'm going to play you the audio, because essentially the world is saying that Chrissy Metz called Alison Brie the B word.
Okay.
Listen and check it out for yourself.
A girl named Alison Brie?
Do I?
Well, I hear she's at the other end of the carpet.
Oh. I'm supposed to see Alison Brie. Whoever.
I'm like, do I? She's such a
baby. Well, look, I'm telling you, I think she said it. Even though she's denying saying it, I think she said it. So, drama last night at the Golden Globes.
Gotcha Gossip on Britney Spears. She and her sister, Jamie Lynn, their father, suffered a huge medical emergency a little while back that almost killed him. Mm. And recently, she just announced that she's going to be canceling her domination residency at Vegas, in Vegas. So, her dad is expected to make a full recovery, but she wants to be there for him, you know, to help him through recovery.
Imagine though, all the people that bought those tickets.
Yeah.
Like if I would have bought those tickets and then Britney was like, hey, I have to cancel.
It's a huge deal. She said that it's important to put family first. This is the decision she had to make. She's grateful for everybody, you know, being understanding. So again, Britney Spears has canceled her upcoming Vegas residency.
And every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. And this morning, we have your chance to win a family 4-pack of tickets to go see the legendary Harlem Globetrotters. They're going to be back in Jonesboro on Sunday, January the 20th, First National Bank Arena. We have tickets, a family 4-pack, and your kid could be an honorary ball kid for the Globetrotters, be right down there on the court.
All you have to do is text the word BALLER, B-A-L-L-E-R, to 62582. BALLER to 62582.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, recently a 46-year-old guy named August tried to kidnap a woman at a strip mall in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, he tried to force her into his car, but she ran away. So good for her. But he followed her. Well, she ran right into a karate studio.
Oh my gosh.
Now the studio's head instructor, his name is Randall, and he was cleaning up inside when the woman ran in and said, "Hey, this guy's trying to kidnap me." So when August came inside, Randall told him to leave. But August started swinging at him. And that wasn't a good idea because you can probably imagine what happened next. Randall destroyed him. And August had to be taken out on a stretcher. He's facing multiple charges for kidnapping, assault, and more. But speaking of martial arts, do you know what happened to Bruce Lee after he fought Chuck Norris?
No, I have no idea what happened.
He became Bruised Lee. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Unfortunately, I get it.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, best laid plans on a Monday morning, it always seems like it's a tad bit tougher just to get going.
I know, it does.
And I had plans for like making my breakfast. I was going to have some green tea, all the different things I was going to do. And guess what happened?
What?
None of them. But I read about something. So when I come to work and I haven't had food, everything that I read about sounds delicious.
And it's always about food.
So I know that. So for a limited time, McDonald's is about to debut something called donut fries. What? And basically, they're like donut sticks, but they're fried in the McDonald's fryer, and they're going to be available for breakfast.
Yum.
McDonald's breakfast is my favorite, too.
It is good.
And you can get it for so little.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, I want that sausage biscuit.
The dollar menu.
Right. Like $4.
I know.
Feed the whole family. I'm fired up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That's the excitement. School's back.
Trying to get that energy up this morning.
And I'm wondering if the students who are going back today are as excited as I anticipate they are.
You know what? I bet some of them are, but I bet the older ones are not.
Yeah, so back to school we go today for a lot of people. College goes back, A-State goes back 1 week from today. So I never understood why they get the extra week.
I don't know. Maybe because there's more responsibility.
Maybe so. Hey, today is also National Weigh-In Day, so I brought scales in. We're going to weigh ourselves.
That is a negative. No, I would never get on a scale in front of you. Ever.
My wife doesn't like that either.
No.
She'll make me leave the bathroom.
I would too.
But then she might tell me the number. There's something about like somebody standing behind you and looking at it.
Yeah, it's like their breath is going to make you weigh more.
Oh, I got on there last night.
How'd you do?
Failed. So
I didn't know there was a fail.
Yeah, that's what it said on the scale.
Wasn't even a number.
It said fail. It said get off of me right
yes,
now.
Yes, you're hurting me.
What did you do over the holidays? So I did kick off my diet. But here's the thing that's tough about kicking off a diet. First of all, it's tough to kick off a diet.
Right.
And then number two, like I like watching sports.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about watching sports where you feel like you need to have bad food and bad drinks.
Like pretzels or chips or something crunchy, yeah.
Cheese balls or queso right. or something,
mm-hmm.
right? And then a couple of beers.
Maybe you should wait till after the Super Bowl's over.
Right. But then there's going to be something else, yeah. WrestleMania.
Right.
And then there's NASCAR.
Like, and then there's St. Patrick's Day.
But there's just something about sports where yeah. I feel like that's almost a necessary thing. Tonight's the college football national championship, Alabama versus Clemson. The biggest college football game of the mm-hmm. year. It'll be awesome.
It's a big one.
The best two teams play tonight. Well, according to the way the brackets fell.
So what are you going to eat?
Turkey. A turkey burger.
Yum.
And water. Unflavored water. Hey, tonight The Bachelor is also on TV.
I'm going to watch. I have decided by watching the previews, it's going to be a really funny, dramatic, silly year, and yeah. I'm going to have to tag along.
So I saw some of the previews, and I kind of thought that might be fun to at mm-hmm. least watch on DVR, but I don't know how to bring that up to my wife. Like, I don't know how to tell her, hey, honey, we've never watched The Bachelor before, but I think we should watch The Bachelor.
So if it was The Bachelorette, would it be easier to tell her, let's watch The Bachelorette because it's more guys
maybe
and not
so.
A bunch of really hot girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's weird if I come through at this point and say it's time to start watching The Bachelor?
I would like for you to do that tonight and get back with me tomorrow.
But Leslie, I really want to see the storylines.
I really am interested in Colton Underwood.
Yeah, right. Maybe not, y'all.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, January the 7th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Tiffany Gossett. of Pocahontas, 17 years old today. Bentley Willard of Paragould is turning 8. Corey Ross of Jonesboro celebrates. Tabitha Fott, happy birthday from Jonesboro. James Yates of Paragould. Tracy Douglas from Jonesboro. Susan Chadwick of Jonesboro celebrates. Michael Mofield of Kaiser, happy birthday. Felicia Simmons of Paragould. Josh Owens, also from Paragould, he turns 30 today. Carly Lamar of Paragould turns 9. And Stacy Darr of Jonesboro, a 6th grade teacher at Westside, and she says she listens to us every single morning.
She is simply the best.
Happy birthday, Stacy Darr, who celebrates today. If you go to Westside, tell her happy birthday. Yeah. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Blue Ivy Carter is 7 today. That's Beyonce's and Jay-Z's daughter. Lauren Cohen is 37. That's Maggie off of The Walking Dead. Dustin Diamond is 42. Now, he played the character that reminds me most of David the Barrel Boy on Saved by the Bell.
Right. He was
Screech.
The dorky character.
Right, yeah. John Rich from Big and Rich is 45.
Oh, we have to play some Big and Rich.
Because I saddle up my horse and I'm riding to the city.
Happy birthday to John Rich, who celebrates today.
Jeremy Renner is 48 today. He played the Avengers, Hawkeye. Nicolas Cage is 55. And David Lee Murphy is 60 today.
Ooh, let's do David Lee Murphy's most recent hits.
Say everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right.
But if we're playing some David Lee Murphy, we might as well play his biggest hit of all time as well.
There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside.
David Lee Murphy, happy birthday, 60 years old today. Let's try this again. Let's give away a K-Fun Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Felicia Simmons, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up. I want to give you a heads up. I've applied to move to Houston for a month.
Oh.
So basically, they do the Houston Rodeo. It's a livestock show in the rodeo, and they do all kinds of music. It's huge this year. It runs from February 25th all the way to March the 17th. So the headliner who wraps up the entire thing is George Strait. But also playing out there this year, Brad Paisley, Chris Stapleton, the Zac Brown Band, Kane Brown, Tim McGraw, Luke Combs, Camila Cabello, Old Dominion, Panic at the Disco, Cardi B, Luke Bryan, Brooks and Dunn, and Casey Musgraves.
Now that's a party.
Like, that is a crazy deal. If you have any idea about loving rodeo, loving the state of Texas, you might want to head to Houston for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Kane Brown has a ton of fans on social media, and this weekend he gave them a gift. He posted a video of himself singing into the camera. Now, what makes this even more fun is that he chose to sing The Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson. Here's what it sounded like.
Just kiss me, baby, and tell me twice that you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. It really turns me on. You knock me off of my feet, hell, babe. My lonely days are gone.
You can check out the video by heading to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
All right, also country music news on Scotty McCreery, because he and his wife are welcoming a new addition to the family. So congratulations. They've just been married for a minute.
Wow.
And there's already a new addition planned.
What are you talking about?
It's a really cute puppy.
Aww.
You got to go check out the picture. It's also up on the BBITM blog today at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So about this point, people are headed back to school. They're in the car right now. They're about to pull up at school, or they're in the lines, or maybe parents just dropped off their kids.
Take a breath. You can do this today.
Hey, there's still a chance for you all to have your kid be the honorary ball kid for the Harlem Globetrotters. So the Globetrotters are back in Jonesboro. It's going to be Sunday, January the 20th at First National Bank Arena. It's always a fun event. We have a family four-pack of tickets, and we're going to allow somebody to become an honorary Globetrotters ball kid. You can still get in this morning up until 9 o'clock, and all you have to do is send a text.
The word's going to be baller, B-A-L-L-E-R, and you're going to send it to 62582. Baller, 62582.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And we mentioned just a few minutes ago, it's Monday, the first Monday of the school semester for kids, and we need that Monday morning motivation. And that's why we pick up the phone and we turn over to Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, everyone. What's up, K-Fine Country?
Man, we need that motivation today because a lot of people say January could be one of the most depressing months of the year because we're waiting for the next holiday. It's going to turn cold. And there's really like one of those little weird things about going back to school that makes kids depressed.
You know, imagine that. Yeah, my 17-year-old just walked out of the house and he wasn't jumping up and down, I promise.
Yeah.
but it's interesting, that, you know, that you say that because Ann and I were driving home yesterday, and she made the comment that normally January is one of her least favorite months.
Yeah.
And she said, but this year she is looking so forward to it.
Really?
So I just sort of, you know, as you said, and it's so true that normally she just goes, look, it's been the trees have, you know, the leaves have fallen off the trees, you know, for a couple months, and the grass has been brown for a few months, and I can handle it, you know, initially, but it just seems like over and over, and what, it's normally wet, it's nasty, it's just the rainy season, so it's harder to get out and go do things.
Yep.
So, you know, literally changing your perspective on that, and just looking at it and going, there's always a season, there's always a time that it just goes through the transformation, and to be able to look ahead and go, but I know when these trees come back out, you know, they're going to be as beautiful as ever. And I know when everything greens back up, it's going to be as wonderful as ever. So it's all about your perspective and going through that and not looking out there and going, oh, gosh, just how dormant is everything, but how beautiful it is going to be when it all comes around.
Yeah, and it's like the article I was reading was talking about vacations, right? And like the next time where a lot of people have time off from work is far away, so we're depressed about that. But then I start thinking about that because I'm guilty of going, oh my gosh, we don't have off until maybe around spring break, maybe even summer. But
yep,
the truth
yep.
is, if that's all we're looking forward to, think about the days we're wasting.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's what, when you look too far ahead, and that's what living in the present, you know, looking back, you want to look back and you want to go, okay, what did I do at that time and how can I improve? There's, you know, but living in the past is all about depression. Living in the future, you know, is all about just anxiety and what's coming and what's going to happen and how am I going to get through this and how am I going to overcome that? You know, so the only day that you can truly do anything about is today.
Yep.
So focusing on today. Now, again, there's no, make some plans for the future. Look out there and see what's going on. There's no doubt about it. But you've got to focus on today. And this is the quote that I read this morning. I just thought was, you know, just inspirational for sure. So successful people don't avoid risk. They learn to manage them. They don't just go dive off a cliff into unexplored waters, but they learn how deep the water is and make sure there are no hidden obstacles. Then they plunge in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's each and every single day that you just got to be managing, watching, looking, you know, and determining what direction do you want to go, how far, you know, and how fast do you want to get there. And to do that, you do have to do some studying. You do have to do some digging. You do have to do some researching. But, yeah, you've got to take it one day at a time and not just, you know, freak out about, oh, my gosh, it's going to be three more months before I get another day off. Because it will be here before you know it.
Yep. There you go. It's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. with our Monday morning motivation.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So tonight is the national championship game, the college playoffs. Alabama versus Clemson is tonight. And Colton Underwood shows up on The Bachelor for episode number one of the new season. My question this morning, though, is how can I convince my wife after all these seasons of The Bachelor that I want to watch 30 hot women approach Colton Underwood?
Well, he's cute too. Maybe that'll help her.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Do you remember the old garbage pail kids?
Yeah. I used to collect them. Me and my brother had sticker books of garbage pail kids.
I had them too. Like, what was it? Like Snotty Scott. And,
yeah.
You know, Bad Brandon, stuff right. like that. Mm-hmm. Like, they were really popular.
They were.
I have a new one. I don't know if you've seen the newest ones. The 2019 versions just came out.
No. What?
And there's actually one that looks just like you. It's Complaining Kelly. It's a very popular garbage pail kid.
It's a collector's item.
Because, I mean, here's the deal, y'all. I take one for the team by sitting in the room with Kelly. Because I've heard her complain all morning long about how I'm such an influence on her that I've ruined her life.
You have. Because, okay, so I went to the movies with my mom. She came in this weekend, and we took our boys to see Aquaman. My youngest had not seen Aquaman yet. So this was going to be the second time for some of us seeing it. First time my mom saw it. So
wait a minute. Your mother went to see Aquaman?
Everyone likes Jason Momoa.
Even your mother?
Well, she had heard that it was aesthetically, you know, like pretty as gotcha. Far as like the movies go and all that. She was like, oh, it'll be good. You know, lots of action. That kind
right. of thing. When I think of your mother, I think I bet she'd love an action flick.
She's probably more like a comedy type person.
Or drama with Bette Midler.
Yes, yeah. Something like that. But I got to thinking that you have become a really bad influence on me in a certain particular area. And it's when it comes to sound.
What do you mean?
I don't know if it's because I've been wearing headphones for almost 4 years. I don't know what it is, but there is something about when people eat, I cannot handle it. I can't handle it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper, whoever. If they're a bad eater, I'm going to have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. And it hurts. It got to the point it was hurting my ears.
I know. It's the weirdest thing. My wife, who was sick all weekend, tried to eat a rice cake in bed at 10 o'clock last night.
A rice cake?
And there's no way you could eat a rice cake gracefully.
But there's something about like the... Hearing like
what was that?
It's teeth, like teeth hitting together.
Whose teeth were doing that?
There was just someone's teeth hitting together.
Did you eat with Mr. Ed?
No.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
But then there's just smacking, and there was so many, and I didn't really eat popcorn this time. So if you're not eating it, it makes it even worse. And the bad thing is, we got there about 20 minutes early, so you're watching the screen of like those little
fail.
Well, you're watching the screen of like the little quizzes and stuff, but it's not loud enough. Like when the movie comes on, it kind of drowns out some of the sounds.
Not enough though.
20 minutes of nobody in there, but talking, not talking, eating and crunching and clasping and not good.
The last time we went to the movies, my wife said she didn't know if she could physically go anymore because of that. Because, and the weirdest part about this is she was not like that when I first met her. It didn't bother her.
Me too. And my husband blames you as well.
But how is that?
Because I'm always like, oh my gosh, y'all, close your mouth. He's like, you weren't like this before, Brandon.
Are you serious?
Yep, you've been kind of blamed in my family.
But it was because I went to that one class when I was young. Cotillion.
Oh, is that why?
I was the king of cotillion.
You're a cotillion king.
Did you know that I was actually voted in high school most likely to teach cotillion?
Wow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly gave weather a few minutes ago, and Brandon. She said, it's really windy out there. And I look outside, and it's barely even blowing.
It says it's going to be windy today.
But look out there. The trees are calm.
Well, I get it. Maybe it's going to be here in a second.
Those are weak trees.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So over the weekend, my wife swears she had food poisoning.
Oh.
Like to the point that she came to me at one point and said, I need to go to the ER.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, well, just give it a few minutes.
Brandon.
You know that can be expensive.
But what made her not go?
She decided just to wait it out for a minute.
You hit the keys, didn't you?
I hit them. No, she was really sick, though. Aww. Have you ever gone somewhere and had food that you thought, well, maybe that doesn't taste like it normally does?
Yeah.
Because Leslie said that she was eating shrimp, and like she loves the shrimp at this one place. But for whatever reason, she said that it didn't taste all the way the same as it always does.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't really think much about it. She thought maybe they seasoned it different or the sauce was different.
How long was it after she ate that she got sick?
Well, we probably ate around 6 hours. And she was up at 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
Oh, no.
She's up and she's like, oh, I feel so sick. I've never felt so bad, right? And sometimes as a husband, you get desensitized to stuff like that.
What do you mean, Brandon?
Well, I said, well, sometimes she gets belly aches. And I'm like, all right, you want me to stay awake? She said, no. I went right back to bed. I woke up at 5 and I realized she still wasn't there. And she was on the couch crying.
Because
she had such a bad stomach ache. And it was, you know what happens when you're sick like
right.
that. So we started reading the different symptoms. And it looks like she really did get food poisoning.
Well, did you tell her that you were sorry for being insensitive?
Well, I helped her through it.
Oh, that's good.
Let me tell you how much of a champion I am, okay? I brought her medicine because she was too weak to even sit up. I would have to raise her up, feed her medicine. I went to the store 3 times within 4 hours to get her different things that she might need. I even ran bath water for her and put her in the bath.
Aw, that's really sweet.
I did the bubbles. And to make it even better, I went and I got our Bluetooth speaker.
For some music to try to calm her.
I played spa music while she soaked in the bath.
That's really sweet.
I am the champion.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I am the champion. I am the king of men.
Oh my goodness.
Basically, all of you ladies out there who aren't married to me should wish you were married to me.
Yeah, man. We do.
I mean,
all of us.
I can tell that you really think like that. Have you ever had a food, though, that you loved that you got sick on and you could never eat again?
It was my own fault, so it wasn't really food poisoning. But when I was pregnant with Kurt, I, for some reason, one day was craving candy corn. Mm-hmm. And I had him in January, so this was probably around October-ish. And I ate so much candy corn that it made me sick. Mm. And I didn't eat it for probably 10 years.
And see, I can't think of one that I've had to give up.
Yeah.
But I can tell you a story when Leslie was pregnant. So this is about 9.5 years ago, right? I was telling her the story about the jackass guy, Steve O, stapling the stapler.
Yes.
I was explaining it to her, and then I was trying to pretend like, imagine what that would be like, because I haven't seen it. So I was having to make it up.
Right.
So I'm telling her that. She's like, stop, you're going to make me sick. And I was like, oh, so you're not going to throw up. But she had that pregnant belly stomach stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he stretched it out.
You're going into all this detail, even though she's going, stop.
And she ran into the bathroom and threw up into the sink. And it was chunks of beef fajitas that would not go down the drain. So I had to physically,
that's
with my hand, remove the beef fajitas.
The worst thing
I've ever heard. Hey, I want to know on social media today, have you ever gotten so sick off of a food that you love that you couldn't go back and eat it again? Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip
on the Golden Globes that took place last night. Now, did you watch?
I followed through social media. Does that count?
Maybe a little bit. It was kind of long. Luckily, I DVR'd it, so I kind of went through and fast-forwarded through some of the more boring parts.
Which was 4 hours worth of the show.
Right. But some of the main awards of the night, Bohemian Rhapsody won really big for Best Movie. And then Rami Malek won Best Actor for playing Freddie Mercury. So that was a big one. Other individual winners included Glenn Close, Christian Bale, Olivia Colman, Sandra Oh, and Michael Douglas. And then the biggest snubs that they're saying of the night was A Star is Born. They didn't get really anything. Vice and Mary Poppins Returns. So there were some people pretty upset about that.
It's so wild how social media came to the defense of Lady Gaga when 5 or 7 years ago they thought she was insane.
I know. Remember she was wearing the meat dress and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, people acted like she was crazy and now they realize she's an artist.
Yeah.
And people are really feeling sorry for her last night. Hey, some people are feeling sorry for Chrissy Metz and some people are feeling sorry for Alison Brie. Because last night on television, they were interviewing Chrissy Metz from This Is Us. And they were getting ready to segue into Alison Brie making her big appearance. So the hosts were asking Chrissy Metz, hey, what do you think of Alison Brie? And Chrissy Metz responded when she thought the microphones were off. I believe she called Alison Brie the B word. Take a listen and see what you think about this.
A girl named Alison Brie?
Do I?
Well, I hear she's at the other end of the carpet.
Oh. Supposed to see Alison Brie, whoever. I'm like, do I? She's such a.
What did she say?
Some people are saying she said babe, and she's saying that she said babe.
Right, and she's saying that she and Alison Brie are friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it sounded to me like she called her the B-I-T word.
Mm-hmm.
last night at the Golden Globes.
Got to gossip on Britney Spears. So she and her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, their dad suffered a major medical emergency a while back, and he almost died. Well, Britney shared some details on social media announcing her new Las Vegas residency, Domination, has been canceled.
Dang.
So instead of doing that, she said, hey, my dad is supposed to make a full recovery, but right now I'm going to put my family first, and I'm going to get to where he is and make sure that he's taken care of.
That's wild, because I would imagine that's millions and millions of dollars that she's having to give up.
Yeah.
But good for her. Put family first. Yeah. And when you have that many millions, I guess it doesn't matter if you turn down $500 million.
Right.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
A lot of people are setting out in the new year to work out, to get physical. Mm-hmm. There's a list of the top workout songs of all time that is out according to what people stream when they're working out. And number five on the list is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till
does that
it's
help
over,
you work out?
So it does,
put
yeah.
our hands up like the ceiling can.
Is it weird that when I work out, sometimes I listen to Alabama or Lynyrd Skynyrd or something like that?
I mean,
would that motivate you to work out harder?
No, no, it wouldn't.
Didn't figure it would. Kanye West came in at number four with his song called Power. Kanye was also number three on the list of workout songs with Stronger. I get this one. And wildly enough, Eminem had the two top workout songs. Number one is the song, actually number two is Lose Yourself. So we know that. But the number one workout song, I don't know it. It's Eminem, and it's called Till I Collapse. Does that sound familiar to you?
No.
Sounds like this.
Till I collapse, I'm spilling these raps long as you feel them. Till the day that I drop, you'll never say that I'm not killing them. Because when I am not,
you're working out today.
Stop and I am not hip-hop, and I'm just not.
Does that make you want to work out?
Yeah, your wife just sent me a text. And
oh, she did?
Yeah. So this is the song that you like to work out to.
Yeah.
So
real nice, y'all.
I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
Thank you very much. A lot of people are kicking off their workouts today. Have fun with that, everybody.
I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
844.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We were talking about the fact that my wife ate shrimp on Friday night, and by about 2 a.m., she swore she had food poisoning and she would never eat shrimp again.
I understand.
So our question on social media is, has there ever been a food that you love that you have never been able to eat again because you got sick?
Sarah Cole tweeted us. She said, not a food, but this is how Gatorade is for me. I associate it with the stomach virus because that's usually the go-to drink to rehydrate. So when I try to drink it on any normal day, my brain tricks me into feeling sick.
Dang.
That makes sense, though.
It does. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So K-Fine and Food Smart have given away a family four-pack of tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters, and we're making somebody an honorary ball kid.
Congratulations to Tabitha Hadlow of Newport. She won a family four-pack, and her son, Jackson, will be the Globetrotters ball kid.
Congratulations. Here comes Jason Aldean on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I told you that Kai has a new favorite store, and we can't even buy his clothes there.
What do you mean?
And it's not Victoria's Secret. Even though we did walk through the mall, and he kind of gave me the head thing, like he wanted to go in there.
Right.
And then he said, oh, Dad, look at that cute little dog.
It's your favorite store.
But his store, I told you the other day that we went to the Refinery on Thursday. Mm-hmm. They had a big sale. And like it was packed of all kinds of people, right? Like women everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we had such a good time on Thursday, my wife convinced us to go again on Friday.
Good for Leslie.
So we went back again. And they all realized we had been there 2 days in a row. I think we might be the favorite customers.
I doubt it, because I think I am.
But so, okay, we go there, Leslie gets her stuff, and I'm in that mood too, where it's like, hey, I want to get some more stuff for me. So we go out trying to find some clothes. And for whatever reason, on day number two of clothes shopping, nothing fit. So I was going and finding the same brands that I bought the last time, which was like a day before.
Yeah.
I found the same brand, same style, and it wouldn't button.
Really?
And my wife's like, it must just be a different cut, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I started to have a moment of anger, which continued because everything I tried on did not fit properly. And then I started to question what I was buying in general.
You know what? That's when you just need to stop. Let yourself, you need to stop and go home and do something else.
Well, yeah. I mean, after going to, I've tried on clothes in 5 different stores. And you know when you have a 9-year-old with you that a 9-year-old's not going to be digging that?
No.
So he was like, I'm ready to go
home. How much longer? I'm ready to play Fortnite.
This sucks.
Yeah.
He said that in front of people.
Right.
I hate this store.
And it's not that he hates the store. He's just ready to go.
He hates shopping.
Right, yeah.
So we're going through. And like, I don't know why. I do know why. I know why he enjoys going to the other store, the girl store. Because there's a bunch of girls there.
Right.
But going shopping with dad isn't exactly the most fun.
I get it.
But I'm convinced at this point that I need somebody who is of a decent sense of style to give me style advice. Like, I think I need a stylist. Because when I go somewhere, I always go to the same stuff.
Yeah.
And like, that's where my nature is to go toward this look and this brand and this style. I need somebody to change my ways.
How much does the job pay?
Well, the job is just for fun.
Oh.
Doesn't it sound like fun?
Yes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you love country music, it might be a good time to move to Houston, Texas. Because the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo lineup has been announced. And this thing runs from February 25th to March 17th. Music every single day for the most part, right? So it's all wrapped up on March 17th with George Strait. But listen to who else is playing in Houston. Brad Paisley, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, Santana, The Kings of Leon, The Zac Brown Band, Kane Brown, Zedd, Tim McGraw, Luke Combs, Camila Cabello, Old Dominion, Panic at the Disco, Cardi B, Luke Bryan, Brooks and Dunn, and Casey Musgraves. All on different nights, but all in Houston for the 2019 Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Kane Brown gave his fans a gift over the weekend. He posted a video of himself singing to the camera for basically everyone to enjoy. Now, what makes this really fun is the song that he chose to sing. It was Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel. Here's what it sounded like.
Just kiss me, baby, and tell me twice that you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. It really turns me on. You knock me off of my feet. Hell, babe, my lonely days are gone.
It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. Also on the blog is Scotty McCreary. He and his new wife have already welcomed a new member of the family. They have a new addition.
What is it?
It's a really cute little puppy.
Aww.
It's going to make you want to go get a dog. Every time I see somebody with a cute little puppy, I want another puppy.
I know,
puppy.
Me too.
And we have 3 of them. Anyway, check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's Luke Bryan and Country Girl, Shake It For Me on K-Fine. Good morning. I remember when I saw you in that video, I was amazed that you made the cut. I hadn't seen
you. You were amazed that I made the cut. Thanks a lot.
Your kind of dancing isn't what they typically show in a country music video. Like, I could see you in a Nelly video much more.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Right?
Yes. When
the twerking
exactly
videos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Kelly used to send those out.
Yeah, that is not true.
To co-workers.
Okay, so on TV tonight.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
All right, so we have the College Football National Championship, the Alabama Crimson Tide versus the Clemson Tigers at 7. Who do you have?
Oh, my gosh. It's so tough to go against Alabama.
I know. Yeah. I know. The 23rd season premiere of The Bachelor is going to be on at 7 o'clock on ABC. Now that we have Colton Underwood from season 14 of The Bachelorette, he's going to be the new Bachelor. The premiere of America's Got Talent, The Champions at 7 o'clock. And then tonight's schedule also includes return of Manifest at 9 o'clock.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.